This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Hour number three. And this next conversation we're going to have is brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out, TaurusUSA.com. It's not a question. For some people, ignorance is bliss. But that can be very dangerous to cling to when it comes to personal safety. I guess it would probably be pretty nice to wake up every day so carefree that you do not give a second thought to the possibility, no matter how slim, that in some way your safety could be jeopardized. But in truth, that is simply a luxury that you cannot afford. Because evil is out there. Evil exists in this world. It does. Now, because it exists in this world, you have to remain vigilant for yourself and the ones that you hold dear. Make no mistake, being watchful when it comes to your safety does not mean that you are paranoid. Vigilance is living prepared. You do not need to fear the what ifs. I'm just asking you to maintain a mindset of confidence, readiness, and strength that becomes part of who we are. And it makes it more difficult for us to be a victim, which is always nice. Who wants to be a victim? I don't. One of the key elements of reaching the sense of empowerment is called situational awareness. Now, situational awareness is the ability to utilize your senses and rationale to be in tune with your surroundings. You're at one with your environment. You perceive and you understand what is going on all around you. And the key purpose is to not become a targeted victim. That is paramount. And I do mean paramount. Most people understand. Well, you know, let's ask this question. What exactly is a targeted victim? Most people understand that the concept that a perpetrator wants easy prey. Someone who is submissive or weak, or seems as though they will not fight back. And stereotypically, women fall into this category. Now, you know, just as, you know, just going by anecdotal evidence, you would naturally agree that women tend to be easier targets. But astoundingly, that is not always the case. Gender and size are not a consistent or significant factor when an assailant is in the process of zeroing in on a victim. A study conducted by Betty Grayson and Morris I. Stein eerily transcends what we may commonly perceive. In that study, 60 people were unknowingly recorded as they were walking on a busy sidewalk in New York over a period of 3 days. Footage was later played individually for a group of criminals convicted of various violent crimes. They were asked to identify whom they would choose as a desirable target. Each criminal, shockingly, came to his decision within 7 seconds, and they did so with an alarming consistency. Most women were dismissed in choice over larger men. The study found that age, race, size, and gender did not play a role. Instead, the chosen victims had very similar traits. They all had a slower walking pace with a seemingly lack of purpose. a relaxed gait and shuffling or dragging of their feet. They walked a bit awkwardly with less coordination or balance. All chosen victims similarly displayed a slump in posture, eyes to the ground, and a downward gaze indicating unawareness. The walking demeanors cited display a lack of self-confidence. Criminals pick up on these nonverbal cues when choosing a victim. With the study fracturing our profile of a victim, it then becomes imperative that you understand the power of perception. And furthermore, how paramount is it to comprehend physical energy and the power it holds? Energy is that nonverbal aura that you can feel and see as you're just passing by. You don't have the glow like in The Last Dragon, sorry. It allows someone to almost immediately differentiate between people who are bold and strong and confident versus those who are more timid or unsure of themselves. And once you understand that, you can take situational awareness to the next level. We not only use our senses to absorb our surroundings, but we need to project an energy that will thwart others from viewing us as weak or an easy target. So how do you do that? That's a good question. Well, you do not have to change the character of who you are to demonstrate good situational awareness. Remember, this is the power of perception. You are not divulging who you are, our strengths, or weaknesses. You are merely giving off a perception of readiness. Sense that you are in tune with what is happening around you. So here's some tips that you can and should incorporate into your daily life. And they may seem at first to take effort, but with daily practice, it will become a natural habit. Walk with intent and purpose. I can hear everybody now going, what's that? How do you do that? Well, first of all, put your shoulders back. Stand in good posture. Pick up your feet. Don't shuffle. Scan your surroundings. Pay attention to where you are and what is around you. And if you're leaving the grocery store and there's an unsavory group of people in the path to your car, avoid them. Take an alternate or longer route. Always stay in an optimal or prime position. Avoid alleys or any narrow, unpopulated passage. If you go into a restaurant, position yourself where you are facing the doors and note all possible exits. Make eye contact. It's okay to look someone in the eye. This is not a stare down or a scowl of intimidation. Making eye contact simply lets people know that you're aware that they're there. It allows others to perceive you as non-submissive and prepared. Stay off your cell phone. This is really important. Stay off your mobile phone or anything that will distract you from your surroundings. Don't look at your text or, if you are, put it up to your face so where you can continue to look out. Whatever it is, it can wait until you've reached your destination. When we're on our phones, our two most powerful senses, sight and sound, are more dialed into the task at hand, so it makes paying attention to what's going around a little more difficult. Do not ignore your gut instinct. If you have that feeling that someone is just off, avoid it. We tend to rationalize this gut feeling as paranoia, dismiss it as overreaching, and don't worry about that. If you sense anything that seems abnormal, acknowledge this and do what is necessary to avoid the situation. This does not mean to confront a stranger with your hand on your concealed carry gun. The gun is always going to be your last resort. When you pull your gun, things, your entire life is about to change. The best gunfight is the one you can avoid. So not being in a predicament where you have to defend yourself is always the best way to go. And there's a whole lot more to this topic, but those 5 points are a great starting place for you to improve your situational awareness. Practice that. I mean, it's very simple. Let it become a part of your life. And remember that prevention is the most effective way to stay safe. You have an obligation to everybody in your life to stay safe, to come home, to be alive until it's your time. There's nothing noble about going before your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This next conversation we're going to have is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. Safeguarding your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. Robert Reich, as Rush Limbaugh used to call him, former Secretary of Labor under Bill Clinton, has become a ubiquitous talking head on left-leaning cable news and radio here recently. He's recently published 5 talking points that he claims shoots holes in the NRA's And when he says that, what he's actually talking about is anybody who's a gun rights supporter. But, you know, the NRA is the Xerox term of the 2000s. So, anyway. He knows how to shoot holes in their arguments. I saw him in an appearance on the Bill Maher show with Killer Mike. Killer Mike was on there. Killer Mike was making some pretty good reasons to have guns. And, well, Reich was trying to shoot him down, except, you know, Reich is talking from the seat of being an academic, and Killer Mike is actually, you know, he comes from somewhere else where they have a firm grasp on reality. His point number one, gun laws save lives. Consider the federal assault weapons ban. After it became law in 1994, gun massacres, defined as instances of gun violence in which six or more people were shot and killed, fell by 37%. The number of people dying from mass shootings fell by 43%. But when Republicans in Congress let the ban lapse in 2004, gun massacres more than doubled. Okay. Here, this is the crux of how he does this, because he's just making stuff up now. He's just making up stuff. He doesn't cite a source for his claims because there's no credible source drawing that conclusion today. Start with his definition of gun massacres being shootings resulting in six or more deaths. Despite a rash of these things happening recently, massacres by any definition remain rare, but because of their horrific nature, they draw media, following the ancient newspaper adage, if it bleeds, it leads, and as a result, the nation fixes its gaze on a single-digit percentage of all crime involving guns and a fraction of percent of overall deaths. With this small sample size, a difference of one or two incidents has a dramatic impact. 37% of 10,000 would be a significant result, but 37% of 3 would be more, one more or less, a meaningless statistical anomaly. There's no way of knowing exactly what his percentages are based on, though, because he provides no source and, most tellingly, no real numbers. So his first point is just, you know, he's just lying. Point number two, the Second Amendment was never intended to permit mass slaughter. Well, when the Constitution was written more than 200 years ago, the framers' goal was to permit a well-regulated militia, not to enable Americans to terrorize their community. Well, the First Amendment was written more than 200 years ago, and the founders' goal was to protect your right to assemble in person and protect the press, newspapers printed on paper, not to enable the mass propagation of fake news by the internet trolls. A few today would argue that the First Amendment does not apply to online communications. The rights recognized by the Bill of Rights are not dependent upon technology or technological advancement. It's also worth noting that during the framers' time, it was common for private citizens who could afford them to own cannons and even fully armed warships. The right to arms does not permit mass slaughter, and restricting that right does not prevent mass slaughter. Every day, 140 million or so of us don't kill anybody or terrorize our communities. Righteous point number three, more guns have not and will not make us safer. More than 30 studies show that guns are linked to an increased risk for violence and homicide. In 1996, Australia, blah, 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 firearm homicide rate fell 42% in the 7 years that followed. Once again, he starts talking about studies, but he doesn't talk about which ones. Now, we can very easily present more than 30 studies that show that gun control laws don't reduce risks of violence. In the late 1970s, Wright and Rossi produced a study funded by the Carter Justice Department and the objective of determining which gun control programs would be most effective, and their conclusion was that they found none. In the mid-2000s, both the Centers for Disease Control and the National Science Foundation did independent reviews with the same objective, and both reviews reached the same conclusion as Wright and Rossi, that there was no clear evidence that any gun control laws have effectively reduced crime. So, Mr. Reich also fails to mention that murder rates in Australia were declining prior to the massacre that triggered their gun ban and confiscation. They went up slightly in the year right after the ban, then resumed their downward trend at a slower pace than previously and slower than the rate enjoyed in the U.S., where gun laws were being liberalized and the gun ownership was skyrocketing. Point number four, the vast majority of Americans want stronger gun safety laws. According to Gallup, 96% of Americans support universal background checks, 75% support a 30-day waiting period for all gun sales, and 70% favor requiring all privately owned guns to be registered with the police. Even the vast majority of gun owners are in favor of common sense gun safety laws. Gallup also said that Hillary Clinton was going to be our next president. Poll results depend on how the questions are phrased and asked. And a good many Americans support some of the general ideas around gun control, but absolutely reject specific proposals. Rephrase the question about universal background checks to ask whether it should be a felony for you to lend a gun to a friend for target practice, and different answers come back as they did in Nevada and Maine when those proposals were put to voters. Number five, the NRA is a special interest group with a stranglehold on the Republican Party. They spend a record $55 million on elections. Their real goal is to protect a few big gun manufacturers who want to enlarge their profits. America is better than the NRA. America is the young people from Parkland, Florida, who are telling legislators to act like adults. The gun controllers target the NRA instead of ordinary gun owners. If they get out there and say Bill Frady's for guns, that's not nearly as scary as the NRA is out there. And even so, their power does not arise from industry money. It comes from the individual. Something else worth mentioning is that while Reich and the other media accuse NRA of buying politicians with their $55 million in election spending, labor unions reportedly spent $1.7 billion on those same elections. So, if these talking points are the strongest assault that an Ivy League lawyer can launch against the unfettered right to arms for defense of self, family, home, and homeland, then the Second Amendment is probably safe. Yeah. At least for a while longer. Now, unfortunately, these and similar points rarely get any sort of honest scrutiny in the media shoutings matches, so it's up to you to call these people out. Always, as it always has been, it's been up to you. They'll pop up again. Be ready to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759. Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms. Fighting for your Second Amendment rights, check them out at rockriverarms.com. Stopping power. What is stopping power? And understand that what we're talking about here is purely for a lethal threat encounter. This is not, you know, this is not for some fist fight in a backyard barbecue. Unless maybe you live in a place where those things commonly turn into gunfights. Talking a lethal threat, situations that fulfill the legal requirement for I feared for my life, Your Honor. And nothing else. And the requirements are going to differ depending on the jurisdiction in which you live or find yourself at the moment, whether or not you are a sworn police, you know, sworn law enforcement officer. Before you can even try to wrap your head around and hands around a stopping power theory, you have to grasp what it means of what goes on in a situation where you might use a gun. So, first of all, understanding the word anecdote is important to this part of the discussion. An anecdote is a story, lesson, or event that stands alone. A bad guy gets shot with a given round, and he does or does not stop doing bad things. This event is an anecdote. And the plural of anecdote is not data. In order for the event to be a piece of data, you'd have to know everything about it. The victim's mindset, chemical state, plans and determination, the caliber, the velocity, the construction of the round, the exact path of the wound track. Lacking any or all of that, you cannot do more than call it an anecdote. Theoretical example, a given police department issues two types of 9mm ammunition. One is lightweight, high speed, the other a full weight, moderate velocity load. The department tracks results in shootings and finds that the X load is more effective than the Y load. That's useful if the ammunition is evenly distributed in the department and if the, you know, and if it is evenly distributed in lethal force encounters. But if the X load is issued to the SWAT team and the Y load is for the general use,
then to, you know, misquote the Spaniard and the Princess Bride, I don't think that information means what you think it means. The SWAT team has a more frequent range schedule and is composed of officers who've demonstrated greater firearm proficiency, then the difference in effectiveness might be a matter of marksmanship and not terminal ballistics. If you don't know the differences between the two groups, then the information is anecdotal at best and not data. That makes it difficult to measure the effectiveness of loads X and Y. So, modern medical knowledge and physician skills are so good in the 21st century that 4 out of 5 people shot with a handgun survive the encounter. That's the conundrum. In fact, it's a much greater percentage if the victim arrives at the hospital with a pulse. Think about that. I mean, that's a really serious stat to consider nowadays. But it's the potential for lethality that defines the tool you will use, not the actual. Your neighborhood kids playing baseball are doing so with objects that could, in different circumstances, be a lethal weapon. But that does not, in its and of itself, mean anything. The bad guy just demands your wallet, and upon receiving it, is still winding up a strike. You has a lethal weapon now. But we're not concerned with lethality. Lethality is not our goal. A .22 long rifle can be lethal. People die from lesser projectiles all the time. Lethality is something that may or may not occur instantly. In defense with lethal force, we use force that may well be lethal itself. But until phasers set on stun are available to us, the only option remains the use of tools that are potentially lethal by their very design. Or you can surrender. So if stopping power is a myth, why do we search for it so enthusiastically? Because in a bad situation, we want every assurance that things will work out all right, and that means up to the first step of understanding stopping power. And most of the time, that is mental. There are two aspects to any fight, mental and physical. Someone is mentally prepared and psychologically attuned. They will be able to bring all their physical skills to the process. These skills may not amount to much, but they can bring all of them to the table at one time. On the flip side, somebody unprepared and or psychologically untrained will react quite differently regardless of physical capability. So on the physical side, there's good and bad news. The bad news is that your opponent has, through evolution, being created as a difficult opponent. Key parts of his anatomy are armored. He has redundancy in critical systems. His body will adapt to injury, and if given even short time and minimal care, he can heal and rebuild. And he's equipped with fast reflexes. The good news is that may describe you as well, though. And you. And you and you. So physically, there's two ways to stop an opponent. You can deal a damaging blow to the central nervous system, or you can cause sufficient blood loss that blood pressure drops below the operational level. And that's it, physically. So, to look at something statistically significant, let's start with a nice round number. We'll start with 1,000. 1,000 times lawfully armed citizens find themselves in a situation where a gun is needed. Of those 1,000 times, somewhere between 500 and 900 will be defused by simply showing the gun. This is a subject and a number that has been greatly debated. The pro-gun side posits that the number is large and perhaps unknowable simply because most people in the situation do not report it. 900 incidents never happened simply because the gun was there. Of the remaining, another 50 actually required it to be handled. Of those 50, shots were fired 40 times, and 40 times everyone involved missed. And I'm not kidding. People miss. They miss a lot. And that's not usually a bad thing. But in the 950 incidents, how important was stopping power? Anyone who gave an answer other than not at all ought to go back and start over. The stopping power of the firearms used or not used was immaterial. So of those 50 with shots fired, 30 of the bad guys run away as soon as they're hit. Hit anywhere, with anything. 20 left. 10 of them take solid hits and flee. They will need serious medical attention, but they still have enough strength to get out of Dodge. 10 are left out of our original 1,000, and they fight. Some not so well. Others are ferocious and tenacious. And those are the 10 we will spend the most time discussing, because they're also the highlight that defines the dilemma here. Those 10 are going to have to be dealt with placement. So then stopping power in and of itself is not about one round stopping things. There are bad guys that take full power factory 44 magnums underneath the left eye. The bad guy tumbles down the stairs, gets up, and walks out of the house. When the police arrive, they begin a search and find the bad guy around the corner next to his car, keys on the ground, dead. But he got up and he walked away. Now, the council of experts could argue the question, was there enough stopping power on that one until the cows come home? And the yes side, the bad guy stopped doing what he was doing, and on the no side, he decided to do something else instead, and could have spent that last minute fighting instead of fumbling with his car keys, and by the time we're done, you're probably going to agree with both of them. But that's the point. Your purpose is to deanimate a threat. But in 990 times out of 1,000, caliber doesn't matter. The point is this. The subset of potentially lethal encounters with stopping power becomes the determinant factor is very small. Situational awareness will take you a long way. Knowing the law and being proactive, and then being situationally aware, takes you further. Being prepared to deal with lethality finishes the journey. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this next little bit, I have experience with all three of these players. I'm talking about Flint River Armory, Lone Wolf Distributors, and QuickBooks, Intuit. Now, recently, Intuit, by the way, has apparently had a very quiet, you know, it's been a busy month of May. It isn't over yet. Dan Zimmerman was talking about it here the other day about the poor treatment of Gunside Academy. But that was just, you know, that was just one. I mean, at the same time, they were doing the same thing to Flint River Armory and Lone Wolf Distributors. This is something new that we've been seeing since February or since Parkland. Financial institutions playing politics by cutting off or restricting services to gun industry companies. But unlike Bank of America, which publicly stated they would no longer finance manufacturers who make military-style weapons for civilians, Intuit is trying to stay the shadows, you know, stay in it. Now, of course, a few weeks after their announcement, Bank of America let it be known that they would finance Remington Outdoor Company as they emerged from bankruptcy, a move Reuters declared tested its firearm pledge, but I digress here. So enter Lone Wolf Distributors. Rob Hansel is one of the major people at Lone Wolf Distributors, and John Heikkinen of Flint River Armory, which I've had the guys from Flint River here on the show. Two companies sometimes do business together and recently had a rather large transaction go awry as a result of Intuit QuickBooks' apparent anti-gun policy. In modern bill paying today, in modern invoicing today, a lot of people will go with something like Intuit because, you know, you can invoice somebody and get paid immediately that way. Used to be you would invoice somebody, then they'd wait 30 days and then they would pay you. And then you got to wait on the, got to wait on the check to get to you. Then you deposit the check by, you know, physically, and then you got to wait on it to clear, and then that was a long process. Nowadays, in November, you could still do that with Intuit. Invoice them and get paid the same day. So, not so nowadays, but Flint River, by the way, has some of the best pistol caliber carbines out there today. On May the 11th, Lone Wolf made two of what would be three transfers to Flint River. On May 14th, they completed the third transfer. The transfers were made through Intuit's QuickBooks Merchant Services, which I've been a part of. Flint River Armory had a merchant account for the purpose of credit card and ACH payment processing. At the time of the transaction, Flint River's QuickBooks merchant account had been in place for around 6 weeks. According to Intuit's own marketing blurb, merchants can use QuickBooks to get paid 2 times faster or not. Transfer in question wasn't for firearms. It was a separate business transaction. And that's important because it had nothing to do with firearms or firearm components or complete firearms. And the total amount of the 3 transfers was $150,000. The money was withdrawn from Lone Wolf's account by Intuit within 30 minutes. In accordance with standard business practices, it should have been deposited into Flint River's account with relative speed. Instead, there was no sign of a pending deposit. Instead, Intuit abruptly terminated Flint River's merchant account. Thus began the phone tag with Flint River contacting Intuit 3 or 4 times a day. And finally, after approximately 15 phone calls, each of which they documented, Flint River's accountant got someone on the phone who would answer some of their questions. The accountant called John Heikkinen into his office, put the woman on the speakerphone, and waited to see what she'd say. Intuit had decided they would no longer do business with firearms companies, she told them. Flint River's QuickBooks merchant account had been closed down because they're a firearms company. Their other Intuit-owned services would also be terminated. Intuit continued to deny John's request for documentation of the transfer being reversed. In fact, they refused to provide documentation of any kind. Meanwhile, $150,000 of Lone Wolf's money was being held by Intuit. That meant Intuit was earning interest on $150,000 they claimed they didn't want because even, you know, guns, even though, again, the transaction wasn't for firearms and components. While the exact interest rate is unknown and bank savings rates vary widely, Capital One's is 0.75. Synchrony's is 1.05. The current Federal Reserve Fund's rate is 1.75. Then Rob Hansel, Lone Wolf's general manager, got involved, and Intuit told him they couldn't talk to him because he wasn't the merchant. The minor detail that it was his company's large sum of money in Intuit's coffers was ignored. Mr. Hansel was polite but persistent, and he wanted a written statement that Intuit would return Lone Wolf's money. He wanted to know why they were claiming the transfer had been reversed when it was not. And his requests were repeatedly denied. After spending days getting nowhere, he had had enough, and he called Lone Wolf's corporate attorney. And then he turned his sights elsewhere to Intuit's internet-listed contacts. He composed an email and sent it to every email address listed from Intuit's CEO to their marketing department. The email outlined the issue and continued with the following. While I understand that Intuit is not necessarily discriminating against firearm companies specifically, as your policy states that you do not accept transactions for any items that are regulated by state or federal laws, I do feel, as it is the general feeling of our industry, that Intuit is not firearms friendly. I am not only the general manager of Lone Wolf Distributors, I am also the owner and lead developer of an ERP system that targets the firearms market. Currently, all of our customers use QuickBooks for their accounting, and that is generally true of most small to medium-sized firearms businesses. I personally would love to know how Intuit feels about the firearm industry in general and if it makes sense for our industry to support Intuit and QuickBooks. 10 minutes later, he got a phone call from the office of the president of Intuit. There, he stated the debacle at hand should not be happening, they claimed, and they would assign a specialist from their escalation team. 45 minutes later, he received another phone call. He reiterated the need for a written statement confirming that their money would be returned. And at that point, Intuit had repeatedly refused to provide such a letter, and finally they agreed to it. Now, the last I heard, their money had not yet been returned, but Rob did, however, receive an email from Intuit, which they stated the full amount would be refunded to Lone Wolf very shortly. Time will tell. John Heikkinen remarked that he was surprised and shocked Intuit didn't return the funds immediately. Sadly, I somehow managed to be amazed by this kind of unreliable and unscrupulous behavior. This is becoming routine. We should sort of get used to it, I guess, huh? Intuit terms of service include a regulated Moto business section listing. Businesses that are not conducted face-to-face and are regulated by state and federal authorities, including Moto firearms and weapon sales. But the $150,000 transaction between Lone Wolf and Flint River wasn't for firearms or weapons. The woman that John Heikkinen spoke to over a dozen pointless phone calls was quite clear. Intuit hadn't realized that Flint River was a firearms company, and now that they knew, they wanted nothing to do with them. Rob Hansel stated that although Lone Wolf has been using QuickBooks for accounting purposes, they are now actively searching for a replacement. John Heikkinen said Flint River has already replaced QuickBooks' merchant system. So, I get it into it. Just come out and say it. You don't want to do any business with those involved in the multi-billion dollar gun industry. But you've been very happy to collect interest from the Lone Wolf money for over a week, which your convoluted logic somehow justifies, I guess. So how would Intuit feel if we as an industry dropped them? No more QuickBooks, no more Mint, no more TurboTax. A little something to consider. A project for you that listen. Back, frequent, and support businesses that support the Second Amendment. Because money always talks, people. It always talks. And you can make yours sing. I mean, it'll seem like it's in the opera. I love the opera, don't you? All right. We'll see what happens. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but we will be back 21 hours from now. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.